Hi, thanks for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP Arizona. Keep Phoenix in motion with events to get out and do more things with your friends and family. Discover all the real possibilities here in the community on Facebook at AARP Arizona or aarp.org/Phoenix.
For many Americans, driving is a rite of passage. It signals freedom and possibility. But driving eventually becomes routine. We rely on our own vehicles to take us wherever we want, whenever we want. Until dementia strikes, for many families, caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease or another dementia means eventually taking away those keys. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie has more.
It happens for most of us when we turn 16. The long wait is finally over and we can drive without parental supervision. And unless you live in a city with mass transit options,
closing doors, please.
You're going to drive everywhere. And you're going to be behind the wheel for the next 50, 60, 70 or more years.
And with memory loss, there often comes a lot of life transitions and losses, and this is really a significant one.
Lori Nissen is a director of Family and Community Services at the Banner Alzheimer's Institute in Phoenix.
And I think what's really unique is that often the person with memory loss is not aware of their change in abilities. And so these conversations are really hard to have.
Which is why Banner decided to talk about it.
Please help me welcome Dr. Goldfarb.
Dr. Danielle Goldfarb is a neurologist and psychiatrist at the Banner Alzheimer's Institute. She spoke at a meeting called When to Take the Keys, which was held at a Mesa library in July.
Rather than talking about taking away the keys, we need to be talking about driving retirement.
Driving retirement?
So because driving is such a complicated task that requires so many cognitive and physical functions.
Most of us, she says, will have to give up our keys at some point. But no matter how you couch it, having that conversation can be really difficult for caregivers.
People come from a loving place and they don't want to hurt the person's feelings and, of course, don't want to take away their independence.
Especially if you live in a place like Phoenix, where public transportation may not be easily accessible. Dana Marie Kennedy is the state director of AARP Arizona.
When we ask our members what they're concerned about, transportation always rises to the top.
Which is why Kennedy says her organization supports efforts to improve access to public transportation, such as light rail, dial-a-ride, and ride-sharing services.
Because people are afraid of what's going to happen when they have to lose their keys.
Independence is one piece of the puzzle. Remember what Dr. Goldfarb said about not wanting to cause hurt feelings? That's a very real concern for some families, including the Rote family. Cheryl Rote's husband, Ronald, is in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, and
I don't want to have to be the one to tell him he can't drive. So
neither does her son, Benjamin.
I just saw the thing on therapeutic fibbing coming up with reasons why maybe it's not the best scenario.
Like somebody else is picking up the grandkids or so-and-so's schedule has changed. And this is where it gets tricky for some caregivers. It's not like Ronald has had any accidents.
He stays on the road and can stay within lines and that type of thing, but sometimes he forgets kind of where places are.
And that's scary for the Rotes, which is why they came to the meeting, to try to figure out how to or who should talk to him. But this is also yet another devastating loss for families, coping with what's often referred to as the long goodbye.
My dad has always been, you know, he's the rock and part of our family, and he's always been very independent, very competent.
And very responsible. Both Cheryl and Benjamin say Ronald would never want to hurt his passengers or another driver.
So we do end up being sort of this neutral third party.
Jenny Nordine was a panelist at the meeting. She's also an occupational therapist and a certified driver rehabilitation specialist with the company Driving to Independence. So say your dad isn't interested in your opinion about his driving abilities. You bring him to someone like Nordine who can assess his road skills and make recommendations that he might actually listen to.
And oftentimes they do. That doesn't mean that they like our decision any more than their adult children's recommendation.
But at least you won't be the person they hold responsible for taking away their keys, which can happen, further complicating an already difficult situation. Since the meeting, the Rotes have taken steps to keep Ronald off the road. Benjamin says his father agreed to donate his car. They're also utilizing technology to help him maintain his independence, so using apps like Uber and Lyft. And they plan to install a location service on his phone, just in case he gets confused. Benjamin says one big point that stood out for him from the meeting: if you take one thing away, you have to replace it with something else. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.